Blog Talk Radio.
The stronger the tree. For many years, Paul, you have been that strong tree, rooted in the soil of Middle America, gaining strength and constancy against shifting opinions and changing times.
You've listened to, loved, and laughed with Paul through the decades. Make your tax-deductible gift today and help the Paul and Angel Harvey Center become a lasting memorial and a bridge to the future. Visit museum.tv and get the rest of the story.
AM 1470, with even more information you can use, join Dr. Alvin Stein for No Bones About It, Tuesday mornings at 11 a.m., only on WNN, South Florida's all-new Health and Wealth Network.
Hi, I'm Melissa Etheridge. Today and every day is the right time to support the American Red Cross, who gives disaster assistance to people when they need it most. You can help the victims of thousands of disasters across the country each year by making a financial gift to the American Red Cross Disaster Relief Fund, which enables the Red Cross to provide shelter, food, counseling, and other assistance to those in need. Please call 1-800-HELP-NOW or visit redcross.org. Together, we can save a life.
AM 1470, with even more information you can use, tune in for the Mind, Body, and Spirit Medical Hour with Dr. Stacey Ginsburg and Gus Barney, Saturday and Sunday mornings at 10 a.m., only on South Florida's Health and Wealth Network. AM 1470, WNN, is now the Health and Wealth Network, featuring more of the information you're looking for. Join us for the best health programs every day. Then, in late afternoons and evenings, tune in for more information for your financial success. Only on AM 1470 WNN, South Florida's all-new Health and Wealth Network. The opinions expressed on the following sponsored program are strictly those of its host, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its staff, management, or sponsors. This is the Holistic Health Magazine radio show, brought to you by Holistic Health Magazine, a monthly periodical distributed locally and nationally to over 350,000 readers, listeners, and online visitors. The print magazine has more than 1,000 outlets in Florida, like vitamin shops, gymnasiums, yoga centers, salons, wellness centers, doctor's offices, hospitals, and major bookstores, including online affiliations with msnshopping.com and magazines.com. Be sure to tune in for the weekend edition of the show, Saturdays from 4 to 6 p.m. and Sundays from 9 to 11 p.m. And the program is also featured on blogtalkradio.com, Facebook, and Twitter. Now, with today's show, here's your host, John Hollis.
All right, welcome to today's show. It's the Holistic Health Magazine radio show, and we're streaming live on Blog Talk Radio, /Holistic Health Talk, also on holistichealthmagazine.com, and of course here at the mothership at of course WWNN 1470 AM here live in Boca. And we want to of course welcome our listeners here locally and of course all over the country that are tuning in today. We have a great show in store for you. We have Dr. Bill Rice coming up here momentarily, and Dr. Rice is a neighborhood chiropractic physician that's going to be speaking to us in regards to his availability and what he does there and how he, you know, works his business. And, you know, he's a very, very knowledgeable guy, and we're going to be speaking with him. And at halfway through the show, we're going to be speaking with Denise Robinette, and she is going to be talking to us about healthy indoor air. You know, you can get healthy all day long, but if you're not breathing the right air, and the air has all kinds of molds and bacteria and all kinds of things in it, well, you know, you're not as healthy as you think. So we're going to be talking to her here shortly. And most importantly, we wanted to talk to you about a couple of things today. It's events that are coming up. I've got to tell you, I had the privilege and the honor this morning of meeting two gentlemen that have dedicated their lives to integrating recovery. And when we talk about recovery on this show, we talk about addiction recovery, we talk about people that might have eating disorders, people that might have, you know, some type of addiction to alcohol or drugs or to gambling or to sex, you know, addiction as a whole, you know, something that runs our lives that brings us down. We become addicted to that. And, you know, it drives us, and we lose friends and we lose family, and it becomes an aggressive part of our behavior, and everything else goes to the wayside, and the end result is an addiction sometimes, in some cases, will kill you, if not make you broke. So I met these two guys, and they're with intherooms.com, and I got to tell you, if you have a chance right now to go to your computer and go to intherooms.com, you want to check this out because they integrate all different styles of 12-step approaches, may it be AA, NA, CA, OA, all of the A's, and they incorporate them together so you can get online, and you can actually become a group member in each one of these particular areas, and it's a beautiful, beautiful concept, and they've been doing it for quite a while, and they are really good at what they do, and you know something, they come from the heart. I spent about an hour with Ron and Ken, and it was a great time, and they're going to be on the show next Monday from 2 to 3, and they're going to talk about how In the Rooms all became a reality. You know, they sat down, and they were talking to me about it, and they're on fire for this thing, and they're carrying a message of hope. And one of the things that they are doing, so that way you can understand the concept of this, they're getting ready to have a festival. It's rallyforrecovery.com, and I want you to check this out. It's you can go to inrooms.com, or you can go to rallyforrecovery.com, and you can check out both of the websites, because what they're getting ready to do is have a walk and a festival and a concert all in the same day. The walk is to show your support for recovery. If you're in recovery, get out there and walk. It's a 5K walk. It's a really good thing. The other thing is the festival is an all-day festival in Bicentennial Park, right next to the American Airlines Arena down in Miami. And it's going to be a great day. They're going to have a concert also at the end of the day. And Richie Soap is going to be there, and he's going to be performing his song In the Rooms and many other things that he's been involved with, like different Aerosmith songs and different things that he's been involved with. And they're all going to be there and all collectively in one place, and we're looking forward to that event. But again, if you are in recovery or you're somebody that is a family member, maybe you're an Al-Anon or Naranon, and you want to check this out, it's a great website. You can go to intherooms.com. What a place. Now, also on to the next. We have the Green Expos coming up here, and of course they are Joy DuPont and the girls are getting ready to go national. They're going to be in Minneapolis on October 2nd through the 4th, and we're also going to be up there again the 13th through the 15th in November, and it's going to be at the Maplewood Mall. So we want to say hello to our Minnesota listeners and Healthy Indoor Air and all the guys that are up there also. Mark Valenciano and those guys, they are a big supporter of the magazine and the radio show. And we also at this time want to take this time to, of course, announce a great, great meeting that's coming up. It's going to be the American Holistic Medical Association 2009 conference, and that's going to be at holisticmedicine.org. Again, holisticmedicine.org is where you're going to find all the information for that event. Myself and Keith McManus, the founder and CEO of the magazine, will be there, and we're going to be checking that out. We're also going to be up in Minnesota. We got a lot of things that are going on, but these two events, this one event that's happening down here on September 13th with the walk and, of course, the festival and the concert at rallyforrecovery.com. You want to go there and check that out. It's going to be September 12th, 2009. And it's on beautiful Biscayne Bay, right downtown Miami. I think you're going to enjoy it. What we're going to do right now is we're going to go to our first break. And when we come back, Holistic Health Magazine is going to have Dr. Rice on, and we're going to be speaking about holistic approaches through chiropractic. We'll be back right after this message.
With NovoLife MetaBoost, it's time for a new beginning. NovoLife MetaBoost consists of a special proprietary formula composed of all natural ingredients. It's composed of blended amino acids as well as 16 herbal products joined in a formula designed to improve your body's ability to burn fat. NovoLife MetaBoost assists in rapid weight loss by increasing your body's metabolic rate. NovoLife MetaBoost provides stimulation for lean muscle growth and assists in balancing blood sugar levels and systematic energy levels, while increasing the amount of fat your body burns while resting. Combined with a whole food diet, MetaBoost capsules are one of the healthiest means to aid in rapid and continued weight loss.
Originally sold through healthcare providers only, Noble Life MetaBoost is now available directly to you at a reduced price of only $19.95 plus shipping and handling. That's right, only $19.95 for a 30-day supply. That's less than 70 cents per day to change your life. Call toll-free 866-759-3746 now to order your 30-day supply, or go online to www.noblelife.net and you can order there. You will change your life. With Noble Life MetaBoost, it's time for a new beginning. Call toll-free 866-759-3746. That's 866-759-3746. Your smile is a sign of happiness and good health. And if you need to improve your smile, you need to visit Florida Dental Spa in Lighthouse Point. Dr. Gregory Gersten and his staff will introduce you to the latest metal-free, plaque-resistant porcelain restorations that will save you time and more of your original teeth, even making your teeth stronger and more beautiful than before. And Florida Dental Spa is a full-service spa. Don't forget to ask about Lumineers, Botox, and Juvederm for correction of facial wrinkles and folds. A new you is just a phone call away. Florida Dental Spa in the Venetian Isles Plaza at Sample and Federal in Lighthouse Point. Call 954-971-7778. Online at fldentalspa.com. The Amrit method of Yoga Nidra takes you into the deepest levels of relaxation. This is the zero-stress zone where you address the root causes of your problems and remove self-sabotaging thought patterns. Your health, relationships, and finances all benefit. This is consciousness-centered training where flexibility is secondary to sourcing your spirit. Learn how you can tap into your highest potential at www.amrityoga.org. That's www.amrityoga.org. You are invited to get interactive with the Holistic Health Magazine show. Email your questions and comments to info@holistichealthmagazine.com. That's info@holistichealthmagazine.com. Now, back to today's show.
All right, welcome back to the show, Holistic Health Magazine Radio Show. And we're getting ready to have a nice interview here with Dr. Bill Rice. And he has been in practice since 1977. And he has the Holistic Health Center. It's acupuncture, chiropractic, nutrition, lifestyle counseling. And, of course, Dr. Bill, I've known for a while. He's been on the Saturday show a couple of times. And let me tell you, he's a wealth of knowledge. And Dr. Bill, how are you doing today?
Good. How are you?
Good, good. And I understand you're over there on 3600 Forest Hill Boulevard, Suite 3 in West Palm Beach. And so you've been there for a while now. And what's some of the things that you do at your center? I understand that you know, you can do everything from acupuncture to chiropractic. Give us a little bit of background on yourself.
You know, I've been practicing, as you said, since 1977. And started up in Long Island, New York. Mm-hmm. And I worked in a holistic health center up there, and just the only thing that made sense to me is to incorporate everything into, rather than just individual things, and worrying if people could come in for one thing or the other. I'd rather do whatever I can do and not guess and see which one is going to be the best for them. And this way, as long as something's indicated, I can treat the person holistically and give them what they need all at one time.
And I noticed that what's holistic mean to you? I mean, overall, when you look at a holistic approach, what does that mean to you?
Well, the first thing I would like to point out, because actually someone sent me a note about it recently, mm-hmm. saying that, oh, you spelled holistic wrong.
Mm-hmm.
You might notice that I spell holistic W-H-O-L-I-S-T-I-C,
mm-hmm.
as opposed to probably most of the holistic community that spells it with an H.
Okay.
And the reason why I do that, it's intentional, it's not wrong, is that I look at the body as a whole.
Mm-hmm.
And a whole person is spelled W-H-O-L-E.
Okay.
Not like the hole in a donut.
Okay.
H-O-L-E.
Absolutely.
So we like to look at the body as a whole person, and that means evaluating physical, intellectual, emotional aspects of the body and seeing where people have imbalances and finding out where those imbalances are and then trying to correct them.
So to bring a body back into balance and a mind back into balance is what you look to do. And that could be through nutrition, that could be through supplements, things of that nature also, correct?
Exactly.
And very often,
you know, the emotions play a very large role.
Okay.
And I'm working with something called Emotional Freedom Technique also, which I find very powerful tool, because a lot of the times your emotions are affecting your body physically.
Mm.
And if you've had any chronic illnesses, as many of our patients have, and probably many of your listeners have, chronic physical problems will lead to chronic depression. And these same patients go to the doctors, and the doctors tell them, oh, it's all in your head.
Mm.
And this frustrates these patients to no end, because they know they have problems, and they do. But what's happened is their physical problems have led to depression, which has led to more physical problems. So you really have to correct both things at the same time, or the people don't get better.
Yeah, if you're just trying to do it from the neck up and you're not physically doing anything to take care of the ailment, then you're going to have depression.
Exactly. I mean, you can take drugs all day long, and it may put a damper on some of the emotions, and it may even take care of some of the physical problems, but it could be on a temporary basis. But if you do both, and as you said, we are holistic. That's not to say that there aren't times when you do need medications, and if you do need a medication, but if you're working on the body and some of the emotional problems at the same time, you tend to get much better results.
Hmm. And do you feel that, you know, that brings up a good point, because there's, you know, there was a big study over the weekend that I was hearing about, something like, you know, the number's outrageous of how many people are on antidepressants in the United States. I think it's 1 out of 10. It was on the Lou Dobbs show the other night. It's 1 out of 10 people are on some kind of an antidepressant. And
incredible, isn't it?
Yeah, it's amazing to me. And my question to you is, how much of that really do you believe is just people trying to take the magic bullet?
I think a lot of those are people that have, some of those people have some need, and they might have a biochemical imbalance, whether it's temporary or a permanent one, and some small percentage of that might need it, maybe 1/10 of that number that is taking it.
Mm-hmm.
But they're putting kids now on all these antidepressants, people with ADD, ADHD, and disabilities, all sorts of things. They're putting them on the medications, and now they're requiring a warning on them. It's almost funny, but it's not. One of the warnings on these antidepressants is these antidepressants may cause suicidal tendencies. Now, how screwy is that, to take something for depression or for emotional problems that's going to make you suicidal?
It doesn't
make
sense.
Something wrong with that picture.
Doesn't make sense, Doc.
No, it doesn't. And as I said, there are some people that really do need them, and there's no question about that.
Mm-hmm.
But the large majority of them can do something with nutrition, exercise, and acupuncture, chiropractic, and treatment, and counseling, for that matter.
Well, and I think
and to avoid that.
I think you bring up this point because there's a lot of people that, let's look at diets. I mean, we're looking at one of the again, not only is 1 out of 10 people on antidepressants, but let's look at the fact that, you know, a very large percentage of our children right up to adults are all overweight and not eating correctly. They're all eating processed foods. We're all doing these different things to their body and putting these chemicals into it, and then we wonder why we're imbalanced.
Very good point. Between that and the environment and the stress and the fact that, like, when you and I grew up, we were outside running around and playing. Now the kids are sitting in front of either a tube or a Game Boy or the computer for hours and hours a day. They're not interacting with peers, and they're not doing anything physical.
Yeah, I was just sharing on a show not too long ago. I remember when fun to me was running through the woods of upstate New York banging sticks. You know, now today, if you don't have 15 Xbox, you know, inserts or whatever they are for your kids, they're screaming at you.
Oh, probably.
Yeah. So I think you hit it on the head in a lot of different areas that, you know, this is a whole approach, and if we're not looking at the whole, then the next thing you know, we start becoming unbalanced. We start to have all of these different needs, and society as a whole and the different organizations that are out there today want to just throw a pill down our throat, and I don't think that that's the correct way of doing things.
No, I don't think it's the correct way, and I think it's going to lead to other problems in health-wise. Bad enough that as the adults take medications, whether they need them or not, and the kids see that, they're already got their mindset on there's a pill for something as opposed to a solution for it.
Yeah. Instead of working towards a solution, just take the easy way out.
Exactly. And it's not really people's fault.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's a difference between stupidity and ignorance.
Mm-hmm.
When we're ignorant, it comes from a Greek background of meaning not knowing. And that's okay. We're ignorant on a lot of things, and there's nothing wrong with that.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what your job and my job is, to help educate people so they know what they can do.
And
if they didn't know, and they only went to their primary care doctor or something, and that's what they were told, they believe them. And they just go along with it because that's not their background. They don't know anything. The doctor went to the plumber, and the plumber said to do this. They're going to say, okay, what do I know? Take out the whole toilet. What do I know? So we listen to the doctors, and then we end up taking the pills without understanding that there are alternative methods and other ways of dealing with problems. And it's only when people have taken so many medications or had so many surgeries or had so many problems or didn't get the results, it's mostly then that they come and seek our help.
Mm-hmm.
Rather than doing it from the beginning and saying, I have this problem now. What can you do now so I don't need that help later?
Mm-hmm. And do you think that this is the cause of where we're going as far as our healthcare industry right now? With the crumbling factor of people losing health care, and the way that the financial end is happening with being overcharged and all the different things. If we wanted an alternative approach with health care, we would cut the deficit immensely. Wouldn't you agree?
Well, they've shown there are reports, and I have a report here that was done not too long ago, I think, that showed quite definitively that when you incorporate alternative health care, you save money. It doesn't cost money.
Mm.
But when our friends in Congress and the Senate are sitting there trying to cut corners and not spend more, but they want to give health care to more people, they think by cutting out things that they don't know about as well, that that's going to save them money. And it's, nothing could be further from the truth.
It's going to cost them in the long run.
And it's going to cost our country. It's not even in the long run anymore. Just go to any of the malls and walk around and see how many overweight kids there are.
Mm.
That means when they're older, you mean diabetes, heart disease, kidney problems, eye problems, sexual problems, any number of problems that are going to come from the diabetes. And you're seeing it set up right now. And these healthcare models that they're setting up are not necessarily the answer. I'm really hoping that people will write to either congressmen and senators and tell them, yes, we need health care reform, but make sure you include all forms of health care in there. We should be able to choose.
Mm. And alternatively speaking, I mean, it's the new buzzword. I mean, we've been talking about it for years. But
exactly.
Now the new buzzword is the alternative approaches. How can we have an aggressive approach to helping people deal with issues before they become medical issues? So preventive medicine or preventive approaches to health is what we're looking to do now, and it's the new buzzword when guys like yourself and other people like Whitaker and all the rest of the folks out there that have worked diligently for 20 and 30 years to get this message out there, and they were all looked like they were, everybody was looked at like they were crazy. Well, now the truth is there, and it's sitting on everybody's doorstep. And the fact of the matter is that, in my opinion, if people don't start looking at what can I do today to make sure I don't have that heart attack 10 years from now, is probably the best way for us to go for cost effectiveness.
Exactly. I mean, it's find a better way to do a bypass.
Mm-hmm.
It's not the answer.
Correct.
It's not the way to find better tools, better surgical things. Prevention is the only way of doing it. We do that with our cars, and most people will take better care of their cars. They bring them in every 3,000 miles for an oil checkup. They bring in for a tune-up.
Mm-hmm.
They rotate the tires. People don't give that much attention to their bodies.
So
if they put just that much effort into what they do to their possessions, that they do to their own body, that's here for a very limited time, we'd all be in much better health.
You know, Doc, I think that when you look at the big picture of what's going on, we had excesses, and I was, trust me, I was a part of it big time. But we had many excesses going on for many years. And, you know, everybody was indulging in everything, and we never thought it was going to come to an end. And, you know, the balloons started popping and the bubbles started bursting, and everybody is now looking at each other like, you know, we got some trouble here. And I think as a whole, it all stems right from, you know, what we've been doing to our bodies and what we've been doing to our minds for the last 20 or 30 years.
Time to start from very young, but we learn from our parents. So if your parents aren't your son will be in good shape. He knows all these things from you.
Mm-hmm.
But the other 99% of the parents who don't know it aren't teaching their kids the better health and moderation and alternatives, so they don't know.
Mm-hmm.
So you can't expect them to know. Even if we go into the schools and try to teach them, they'll go back home and the parents will say, "Yeah, you got a headache, go take an aspirin." That's what they know.
Absolutely.
So the more we educate people, the more we can do, the better it is.
You know, Doc, I appreciate your, whenever you come on, it's a sound understanding of where, you know, where we can be and where we can go and where you're at today. And if you'd like to know more about Dr. Bill Rice and his practice since 1977, you can go to www.healthy-answers.com. Is that correct?
That's exactly right.
And you can also,
if anybody writes, I'll personally answer any questions or concerns that you have.
And Dr. Bill Rice can also be reached at 561-439-6644. Dr. Rice, as usual, it's always a pleasure having you on. And we'll look forward to having you on in a couple of weeks, and we'll talk more about this issue. How's that sound?
Sounds good to me. I look forward to seeing you soon.
Thank you, Dr. Bill.
Bye-bye.
Right. Excellent, excellent. And you know something, great information, and Dr. Bill is one of those people that can always shed light on, you know, things that are going on in the world. And overall, as a holistic approach, what he brings to the equation is, you know, a sound understanding of, listen, we need to look at the whole body. You know, if you're in recovery or whatever you might be going through, the understanding of having somebody that is involved in looking at the whole body is what you want to look at preventatively. What can I do today to help myself in the future be the best person that I can be, physically, mentally, and spiritually? That's what we're looking to accomplish, achieving balance and harmony. We're going to go to a break. When we come back, we're going to have Denise Robinette from Healthy Indoor Air. We'll be right back after this message.
With Noble Life MetaBoost, it's time for a new beginning. Noble Life MetaBoost consists of a special proprietary formula composed of all natural ingredients. It's composed of blended amino acids as well as 16 herbal products joined in a formula designed to improve your body's ability to burn fat. Noble Life MetaBoost assists in rapid weight loss by increasing your body's metabolic rate. Noble Life MetaBoost provides stimulation for lean muscle growth and assists in balancing blood sugar levels and systematic energy levels while increasing the amount of fat your body burns while resting. Combined with a whole food diet, MetaBoost capsules are one of the healthiest means to aid in rapid and continued weight loss. Originally sold through healthcare providers only, Noble Life MetaBoost is now available directly to you at a reduced price of only $19.95 plus shipping and handling. That's right, only $19.95 for a 30-day supply. That's less than 70 cents per day to change your life. Call toll-free 866-759-3746 now to order your 30-day supply. Or go online to www.noblelife.net, and you can order there. You will change your life. With Noble Life MetaBoost, it's time for a new beginning. Call toll-free 866-759-3746. That's 866-759-3746. 759-3746.
I want to let you know about something I recently discovered. It's called the Sound Pillow. The Sound Pillow is a standard twin-size pillow with two stereo speakers buried deep within a plush hypoallergenic pillow. And what it does is pretty cool. It can put you in a state of total relaxation. You plug the Sound Pillow into any MP3, CD player, iPod, or other personal listening device with a standard headphone jack. Turn on your favorite meditation music, nature sounds, hypnosis, or self-help CD, whatever you choose, then lay back and let go. The Sound Pillow stereo sound will surround your head with the perfect combination of your sounds, and the Sound Pillow will relax the mind and body. And no, you can't feel the speakers. Check out the pillow at soundpillow.com or call toll-free 877-846-6488. With Sound Pillow, sleep never sounded so good.
Delray Recovery Center specializes in high-quality, intensive, outpatient alcohol and drug treatment at affordable prices to those who can't afford to miss work or school but recognize the need for a substance abuse counseling. The program is individualized on an outpatient basis, specializing in relapse prevention, family issues, holistic therapy, 12-step workshops, as well as life skills, codependency, mediation, yoga, and acupuncture. Take the first step in changing your life and call the Delray Recovery Center today. Call toll-free 866-830-3211. That's 866-830-3211. Located at 701 Southeast 6th Avenue, Suite 201 in downtown Delray Beach. Call 866-830-3211 or go online to DelrayRecoveryCenter.com.
You are invited to get interactive with the Holistic Health Magazine Show. Email your questions and comments to info@holistichealthmagazine.com. That's info@holistichealthmagazine.com. Now, back to today's show.
All right, welcome back to the show, the Holistic Health Magazine radio show. And we are sitting live in the studio here in Boca at WWNN 1470 AM. You can get interactive by going to holistichealthmagazine.com, and you can check out the events that are up and posted. Also, we have some other things that you can get involved with. We have Twitter there. We have Facebook and MySpace. And, you know, we also have Blog Talk Radio. You can link on. You can listen to the show through Blog Talk. You can listen to it through holistichealthmagazine.com. And, of course, by turning the AM dial to 1470. So we're here in studio, and we are getting ready to speak with Denise Robinette, and she is going to be talking to us about healthy indoor air and also healthy living interiors, and we're going to be discussing that for the next half an hour or so till the show ends. But I also want to make it a point. If you like social networks, the best one to join today is intherooms.com. Check it out. I'm going to say no more. Go to intherooms.com and check out this new social website that's been around a couple of years now. It's off the chain. I really like it, and it's free, and you get to get in contact with all kinds of different people, and it's beautiful, man. I love it. Intherooms.com, check it out. And right now we're going to go to the phones, and we're going to speak to Denise. How you doing today, Denise?
I'm doing great. How are you?
So far, so good. Anytime I'm above dirt, it's a good day.
That's true.
So listen, I want to, I got two things. Did you hear the first part of the show with?
No, I'm sorry, I missed it.
Okay, Dr. Rice was talking about preventative, you know, being preventative, and, you know, we were talking about how, you know, in the society today with obesity and all of the rest of the things that are going on, that we have to have more of an approach to life where we're really, you know, making sure that we're doing everything alternatively to prevent bad things from happening in the future, and not just, you know, taking the advantage of the medical system when they start to happen. So in healthy indoor air and your healthy interiors, one of the things that I love is the fact that you point out to children, you do a lot of work with children, you point out in a coloring book and other things in the younger generation that what you breathe is who you are.
Exactly. Yeah, I tell people you are what you breathe. You know, we hear you are what you eat and you are what you drink, but I think that really we're just now understanding the impacts of indoor air quality, indoor air pollution. And you can have the healthiest diet, you can have a great exercise program, you can drink great water, and if you're not breathing healthy air, you're going to be sick. So, and I learned this firsthand because I have two asthmatic children, and so it was really it's really a personal passion for me to educate other people about this issue.
It's true. From what I'm understanding, it's one in six children. It's even probably more than that now. But one in six children have allergies, and I guess percentage is even greater with people that have asthma.
Well, asthma right now it's one in ten with children, mm-hmm. and by the year 2020, Johns Hopkins has said that it's going to go to one in five.
Wow.
And you know, it's really I didn't have asthma. My husband didn't have asthma. You know, I had some allergies, but that's manageable. And it took my children getting sick and then trying to understand how to make our home a safe haven, because I'm a licensed interior designer, as you spoke of earlier, and I realized that we live 90% of our time indoors, and our homes are supposed to be safe, and a lot of times they're the most toxic place you can be, and we're breathing the air. I think it's like 40 pounds of dust a year is in the average home. And we breathe about 2 teaspoons a year of dust. I mean, it's just kind of gross when you think about it. But, you know, I tell clients, do you know what's floating around in your air? And they kind of look at me because you can't see it. So if you can't see it, you know, people don't realize it's hurting them.
Mm. And what's some of the ways as far as an interior designer that you go in and do a healthier environment for people to be able to have a healthier existence in their homes that they spend 90% of their time in?
Right. Well, it's really, there's so many different sources of indoor air pollution. And, you know, I don't go in immediately. When people hire me, they hire me because I'm a licensed designer. I do beautiful interiors.
Mm-hmm.
The healthy side is really an added bonus. And I go in, and for instance, if someone's burning candles, a lot of times they're burning candles because they have an odor in their home. And I try to find out, you know, I talk to them and say, you know, what's the source of the odor? You have to find the source of the problem, whether it's a leaky roof that's causing mold or some other source. Maybe it's chemical off-gassing of a paint. They've just used, you know, toxic paints.
Mm-hmm.
Furniture a lot of times has formaldehyde in it, which off-gasses for years. So it's not... If it was easy enough to say there's one magic bullet, that would be really wonderful, but there's so many different sources of indoor air pollution, so you have to almost be a detective and really be aware of what the different sources are so you can kind of, you know, pinpoint what may be a problem.
So you help people to start designing around those issues then?
Exactly. And if I can get in early enough to design a home or an office space, we can design it healthy from the very beginning. You know, it's very holistic, like you were saying earlier about being preventative. And you can't just look at one part of your body. You have to look at several different factors. So whether you're renovating, you can purchase products that are green, which it's a lot easier to do that now than it was 3 years ago. You can maintain your home in a holistic way using safe, green cleaning products. You can make sure you change your filters. You know, some of the stuff people hear over and over and over again, but whether or not they do it is another thing. You know, we get busy and we don't realize months have gone by before our air filters haven't been changed. And so one of the things I'm going to be doing in the near future is developing a coaching plan, which will really kind of help people see the whole picture and give them a guide to be able to make it easy and manageable. You know, maybe put on their calendar, you know, every 3 months mark it out that, you know, they need to change their filters. Because time gets by us and, you know, a year has gone by and we haven't changed our filters.
Mm.
It's just because we're too busy. Don't think about it.
What you don't see, you don't think is hurting you.
Exactly. And a lot of times people are using products. It's amazing. I mean, we think that our air has to smell good and smell clean. And really, you know, how do you freshen your air? You freshen your air by opening the windows and flushing out whatever's built up into your air, because we're recirculating the same air.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we have so many air fresheners available now. We're sleeping on scented sheets. There's so many. We never used to have all these products. It used to be essential oils and aromatherapy because it was all natural. And now we have so many chemicals that are bombarding us on a daily basis, and it's just like, you know, little drops of water into a cup of water that overflows, and once it overflows, then you have a health problem.
Mm-hmm.
So, and a lot of times, you know, just like with me, I never really thought of the indoor air quality until I had children that have asthma, and I started to understand what triggered them.
And then
it became kind of a passion for me that I was kind of, as I learned and saw the health studies that have been out there for many, many years, I was thinking, well, why don't I know about this? Why do I have to search for this?
Hmm.
So I'm trying to compile it in a way that's easy for people, it's manageable, it's not overwhelming, and a lot of times just being aware of it starts the shift in your your mindset, so you can start making the changes that you need to make.
And when you start to make those changes and you start to feel the difference, because I think that's what, you know, really is the selling here, you know what I mean, to living
mm-hmm.
this type of lifestyle, is
yeah.
that you start feeling better. You start having more energy. You start having a lot more clarity. And all of those things start to take place in your life because you're cleaning up your air supply.
Exactly. I mean, I'm sure you've gone into a house or a space that your eyes are itchy or you start sneezing and it's triggering you in some way.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes people live in their house and that's how they are all the time. And they just almost just accept the fact that they're sick. And or they medicate themselves with over-the-counter antihistamines or headache medicines because they have chronic headaches. And when you go to the doctors, you tell them your symptoms, and they give you medicine. They're not there to be your detective.
Hmm.
So a lot of it is really understanding that this might be a reason why you're feeling bad. It's not the end all. I mean, I'm not saying you have good indoor air quality. You still have to do other things that are holistic. But it is a really big problem. One great example is your bed. I mean, people sleep on beds that may be full of dust mites that are triggering their allergies all night long. They wake up, stuffed up head, feeling terrible after they've slept on the bed for 8 hours that are full of dust mites. So
it makes sense. You know, restless sleep and all of the other things that come with it.
Right. So it's I never thought in my wildest dreams I'd be talking about mold and dust mites and chemicals and all this. I'm an interior designer. But it really feels good when I have a client that I've spent whatever amount of time, whether it's a consulting couple hours or it ends up being like a 2-year project, and it ends up where they have a much healthier space because I've enlightened them and educated them. And at first, a lot of times people are resistant because they don't want to make the change, and then change is not, changing your behavior is not necessarily the easiest thing in the world to do.
Mm.
But like you said, as they start seeing a change in their health and they start feeling better and realizing the missing link was their air quality, then they're a lot more, well, what else can I do to make my space healthier? You know, it's baby steps. It's not necessarily going in there and just changing everything in a matter of a week. It does take baby steps.
And one of the questions I have for you as far as your air quality is, sir, there's definitely ways to be able to clean your air too, correct? You know, either through ventilation and things of that nature. Is that correct?
Yes, definitely. And besides cleaning, is making sure your systems are properly maintained.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of times, buying a new system is actually going to is going to save you money.
Mm-hmm.
Depends on how old your system is. But there are a lot of indoor air quality engineers and people out there that are specialists in the different areas. I'm like a contractor.
Mm-hmm.
The contractor hires all different subcontractors to do a good job.
Mm-hmm.
And what I really try to explain to people and educate people is there's all these different factors, and you need to go to competent people that are going to help you with the different issues. So definitely your ventilation system is one of the biggest source of indoor air pollution if it's not if it's not maintained properly and if it's not clean.
Mm. And what we're going to do, Denise, is we're going to take a break, and when we come back, we're going to finish up the show talking about just that. We'll be back right after this message.
With NovoLife MetaBoost, it's time for a new beginning. NovoLife MetaBoost consists of a special proprietary formula composed of all natural ingredients.
It's composed of blended amino acids as well as 16 herbal products joined in a formula designed to improve your body's ability to burn fat. Noble Life MetaBoost assists in rapid weight loss by increasing your body's metabolic rate. Noble Life MetaBoost provides stimulation for lean muscle growth and assists in balancing blood sugar levels and systematic energy levels while increasing the amount of fat your body burns while resting. Combined with a whole food diet, MetaBoost capsules are one of the healthiest means to aid in rapid and continued weight loss. Originally sold through healthcare providers only, Noble Life MetaBoost is now available directly to you at a reduced price of only $19.95 plus shipping and handling. That's right, only $19.95 for a 30-day supply. That's less than 70 cents per day to change your life. Call toll-free 866-759-3746 now to order your 30-day supply or go online to www.noblelife.net and you can order there. You will change your life. With Noble Life MetaBoost, it's time for a new beginning. Call toll-free 866-759-3746. That's 866-759-3746. Make structured water in your own home with the Vitalizer Plus. Experience the benefits of true hydration, more energy, softer skin, enhanced mental clarity, and reduction of many of your symptoms. Revitalize your body with the Vitalizer Plus. Order now, and you'll receive three great bonuses, plus save over $100. Get a free mineral cube and two free books. Call toll-free, 800-800-1927. That's 800-800-1927. This limited-time offer won't last. The Vitalizer Plus is a quantum leap for health and rejuvenation. Order now, 800-800-1927. That's 800-800-1927. You are invited to get interactive with the Holistic Health Magazine Show. Email your questions and comments to info@holistichealthmagazine.com. That's info@holistichealthmagazine.com. Now, back to today's show.
All right, welcome back to the show, Holistic Health Magazine Radio Show, and of course, we can be listened to on holistichealthmagazine.com, Blog Talk Radio. And one more announcement. I would definitely want to make this announcement coming up on the November 5th through the 8th, the second annual 12-Step Music Fest. I heard some stuff about this morning. It's like the sober version of Woodstock. And if you want to check it out, it is down at the Keys, and you can go to 12stepmusicfest.com and check that out. And you can also go to intherooms.com and also rallyforrecovery.com. These are all places that are all kind of working together as a whole for these different events that are coming up. And we're looking forward to being at those events also. And we have Denise Robinette on the phone. Denise, I love when I speak to you. Denise has been on our Saturday show, and she really breaks it down simplistically for people to understand that, you know, if you're breathing the wrong air, then you're not as healthy as you think. And she pointed something out to me, because I come from an Italian-Irish household where, you know, you could eat off my mother's floors, so to speak, okay? And, you know, even with that going on in my life, you know, I walk into my folks' home, and they have a carpet in place since 1972. You think there might be some things in that carpet, Denise?
Oh, yeah. There's a lot of things in that carpet.
Yeah. And very clean lady. I mean, she's a very clean lady. She believes that it's immaculate. You know, it's not one thing out of place, but when you look at that carpet or that throw rug that's been around since 1972, yeah, you think that tendon might, be a part of why she can't breathe right today?
Was it a throw rug or is it wall-to-wall carpet?
It's in some places wall-to-wall, in some places it's throw rugs, you know what I mean?
Yeah. I remember when my mother, she'd only lived in the house for about 7 years, she took all the carpet out of her house. It was a new house.
Mm-hmm.
And the difference in walking in there, you could just feel it. It was amazing. There are so many studies out there, and I'm not against carpet because, you know, we need to have places that are warm and fuzzy and, you know, nice underneath our feet. But the studies out there show there's more chemicals and pesticides in your carpet than there are in the lawn. Because as you walk in your house, you're tracking in whatever was on your feet.
Mm.
And let's just say you use a pesticide or whatever, which I don't agree with. I do agree with the alternative things to use outside that are more natural. But whatever you're bringing inside doesn't go anywhere. Outside, you've got the rain, you've got the elements that are breaking those chemicals down.
Mm-hmm.
It's just sitting in your living room or in your family room or wherever it is. And that's one of the real simple things that I suggest to people is either take your shoes off or have a big, huge walk-off mat outside and inside. So you're getting at least, 10 steps, 12 steps or whatever off of your to get whatever's off your shoes.
Mm-hmm.
Carpet is a sinkhole for, besides chemicals, allergens, dust mites, little creepy crawly things.
And let me ask you, when somebody goes out and I'll give you an example, every 6 months or a year, my mom has a company come in and they clean the carpet and they do all those things. Well, does that really, I'm sure it helps, but the bottom line is that eventually that has to get to a point where you're just kind of like soaking that stuff right to the bottom of your carpet.
Yeah, and it depends on how they're doing it. I mean, if they're really saturating it, they can actually create a problem with mold if it's not dried properly. And sometimes they use so many chemicals, you can't really get the cleaning agents out of there, and it attracts dirt. You're putting something on it that's actually attracting the dirt to it. So, it goes back to hiring people that are reputable, that know what they're doing, and that are using products and things that are going to be safe for your health, because they are out there now. I remember when my kids were little, I used to bleach my floors, my tile floors, while they were sleeping, thinking I was going to make sure the house was clean while they were sleeping.
Mm-hmm.
And bleach is a neurotoxin. It's like one of the worst things you can use in your house. So, I'm guilty.
Well, hey, listen, I think everybody that's listening to the show, myself included, we want to make a nice living environment for ourselves and for our children, most importantly. And we want to make sure that they're safe, and we want to make sure that things are clean, so that we don't, you're not carrying bacteria around and doing all the things that can happen in a home. So I think you're right, but again, it's what we've been told. What have we been told? We keep being, if you keep telling somebody the same thing over and over again, they just become, it becomes reality. And you start living in that reality. And now, we're starting to find out that, maybe some of these chemicals that we've been dealing with or some of the additives that we've been dealing with are not necessarily as good for us as they said they were.
Right. Look at the Chinese drywall problem we're having now.
Oh, absolutely.
It's really scary when you can't count on the government and the FDA to actually safeguard us from these hazards.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of these things, a lot of these chemicals are known carcinogenic. They're not just probable. They're probable. They're not possible. They're probable.
Mm-hmm.
So it's really empowering ourselves to understand the basics, how to read a label, what, and really right now with the green movement, because it's not a trend anymore, it's actually happening and it's going to be here. The manufacturers are all jumping on the green train and everybody's green. So you have to be really careful on what you're looking at. And, I try to tell people it's going to be a process. This is not going to happen overnight where all of a sudden we know what the right products to choose. There's lots of marketing, like you said, and the marketing machines are in full gear right now because they see the potential in the holistic movement, and they see people are starting to take charge and realize that they have to be the ones. It's their destiny, it's their life, it's their health, because we can't count everybody else, the doctors or whoever else. A lot of times they're too busy and they're not really even educated in environmental health issues. So I guess to put it in a nutshell, we need to be educated, and it is a process. And like you said, your mother's carpet is probably really clean, but you have to define clean, I guess.
Absolutely. I hope she's not listening, because I'm getting a phone call after this show.
I'll have
Are you talking about my carpet on the air?
Don't give her my address now. I did the same thing, and the thing is, my grandmother back in the day, they had vinegar. They'd use baking soda. We're kind of going back to the basics. I think in a lot of aspects of our lives, is we are realizing we don't have to have 15 cleaning products. We can maybe only have 3 that we know are safe.
Mm-hmm.
And the same thing with everything else. We are minimizing and we're simplifying our lives. which is a good thing.
And if you want more information from Denise, you can go to healthylivinginteriors.com. That's healthylivinginteriors.com. You can also give her a call at 561-743-1412. And she can discuss with you if you're having a problem with allergies or you're having a problem with you know, the same things that Denise went through with her children, asthma and stuff like that. Maybe she's got some ideas for you. She can point you in a direction that, you know, holistically might start working for you. So give her a call, 561-743-1412. Denise, as usual, it's always a pleasure having you on the show. I'm going to have you back soon, so that way we can start to really get down and dirty about this, because this is an issue that I think that everybody needs to hear about consistently day after day, one way or another. So we're definitely looking forward to having you back on the show, and you have a blessed day.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Okay. Bye-bye. All right, and that's, you know, Denise Robinette, and she definitely brings a twist to thinking, that's for sure. I remember when I first met her, and she had done an article in the magazine back last year, and I started to read the article, and I was just amazed, you know, that I never thought of, like, you know, here I am sucking in, you know, 3 liters. I think it's 3-liter bottles of air every minute or something incredible like that, and everything that's in those big breaths that I'm taking that keep me alive every day. And in 90% of my time, I'm spending in my house. And 90% of my time, I'm sucking all this air in that's not really, you know, as good, clean as it could be. Not to say that it's, you know, I'm walking around in a toxic waste dump by no means. But again, you know, there are things that I can do to be preventative in, you know, how I'm sucking air into my lungs and what's the purification of it. We want to thank, of course, our listeners today on Blog Talk Radio, Holistic Health Magazine, and our local listeners on WNN 1470 AM. If you'd like to get interactive with us, or you have an issue, or you want to find out a holistic practitioner, or you have somebody that has maybe an addiction problem that needs treatment or needs help of some sort, feel free to call 877-799-8773. Again, that's 877-799-8773. And, you know, we'll be able to, you know, maybe point you in the right direction if we can. And the bottom line is that we're here to be able to help. Holistic Health Magazine is about achieving mind, body, and spirit balance. And we try to bring people onto the show that can help you one way or another, maybe, you know, turn on a light bulb. You know, I'm looking forward to another day with you tomorrow from 2 to 3. And you have a blessed day.
The opinions expressed on the sponsored program were strictly those of its host, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its staff, management, or sponsors.
Let it grow, let it grow. Let it blossom, let it flow. In the sun, the rain, the snow. Love is lovely. Let it grow. Looking for a reason to check out.